Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 14. Let's get started.
Okay, we're way behind.
All right, yeah, we're behind, but we are back with a new episode, and there has been a lot going on in the house since we last podcast.
That's true.
So where do you want to start?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say we're kind of late because I'm just not motivated with this crew to even do the podcast. So, you know, I kind of lollygag and stuff. But I guess we need to start with Kristen's eviction, because I think the last time we discussed it, Andrew had just been evicted. And he gave that awesome speech, you know. So then,
yeah, and we talked about Brittany winning the POV. We both predicted that she wouldn't use it and that Kristen would leave the house, which is what happened.
Yeah, which is true.
Which is what happened. Yeah. So that same week, Kristen got evicted and we went on to a new HOH
call. Well, first of all, before we leave that, let's talk about Kristen's interview.
Oh, go ahead.
With Julie. First of all, that broad is delusional. Just like she was in the game. You know, this is the chick who, on her little bio page, is talking about, well, you know, people always misinterpret me because if they don't know me, they really don't like me because I have a difference in humor. No, we talked about this before. No, she aligned herself, or she did not even talk to the women hardly. She was always up under the dudes, you know? That was her problem. And then she's all delusional talking about trying to blame everything on Andrew. No, y'all really had a showman's going, and they did a whole lot more than kissing, let me tell you. Because it was on the After Darks, too.
Well, they didn't even admit to kissing.
Well, but I'm just saying.
And to this day, Hayden still does not admit to kissing.
Right, but they did a whole lot more than that. Now, they didn't have full-blown intercourse, but hey, they had sex.
I don't
a
know.
A form of sex. Yeah, they do.
I didn't see any of it. So.
They did. But anyway, so, you know, that chick is delusional. And I, for one, am glad she did not make it to the jury house. I am so glad, because I don't have to listen to her or look at her.
One thing that was too bad, though, is that she had to end up leaving the house with that costume on. That was terrible.
Karma's a bitch. Because she was a bitch in the game. And I'm glad she is
Dang,
going.
Sister J.
No, I do not like that girl. Because you know what? She was evil to the other women for no reason. For no reason. There was no reason for it.
Okay.
Simply because Rachel was jealous of him. And she going to jump on the bandwagon and be jealous of him. Oh, hell no. Get your ass gone. But anyway. So I was glad she was gone.
She
but
hated Rachel. That's not why she...
No. Well, that was only because Rachel nominated her.
No, she didn't like Rachel even before.
Well, but that was because somebody told Rachel something. Kristen was going to come after her. And I can't remember who told Rachel that. But when they told Rachel that, it was not true. I mean, Kristen, I don't recall her ever saying that, even to Hayden, when they're just, you know, whispering with each other. But somebody told Rachel that, and she got a bug up her butt, and that's when she started targeting Kristen.
Well.
See, so, which is unfortunate, but, you know, that's the way people do in the house. But anyway, okay. So after Kristen's gone, then they play for
a new HOH.
A new HOH.
Yeah.
And guess who wins?
Yeah. Guess who wins?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, you know,
well,
we always know Big Brother's manipulated, but they're not even making no bones about it this year for it being manipulated for one person or another to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's Matt. Who won that HOA.
Yeah.
What was the competition?
I forget.
Was that the paint can one?
Oh, yeah. That was the paint can one.
Slapped
where
in the
him,
face.
And him and Reagan were the last two up there.
Yeah.
And Reagan threw it to Matt. Because Matt had indicated, though, I could stay up here all night. And he probably could have. He's the smallest person, you know. So, he probably could.
I think he just says that to get into people's minds.
Well, of course, you know. But Reagan was kind of hurting. His arms were hurting and stuff.
I'm sure Matt was too. He just wasn't telling nobody.
But now the thing I thought was shitty about that whole competition is how every time Rachel sits there and she, go, Brendan. You're doing great, Brendan. You go, Brendan. And she don't say nothing to nobody else. Oh, you're doing a good job to nobody else. So then when his big ass fell off, and you knew his big ass was going to fall off, he the biggest one in the whole house. Mm-hmm. You know, of course he's going to fall off, you know.
Well, what's funny is how we all think, you know, he should do better, and so does she, apparently.
Yes. Oh, she was pissed.
On the broadcast episode, she said, you know, a monkey could have stayed up there. Longer.
Oh, man. Them
actually,
two.
No, that was when they were talking about the veto.
Right.
Sorry.
But yeah, you're getting ahead, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, she was like, okay, and the look she gave him, mm-hmm. and he was like, I'm sorry, I stayed as long as I could.
Oh, he's such a wuss.
It's not meant for big people. It was catered just to small people.
Yeah. He's such a wuss.
But, you know, Enzo fell, Elaine fell.
Well, they're throwing it, though.
They're throwing it.
Yeah, they're throwing it, you know.
Because they don't want blood on their hands.
Right.
So, Matt wins, and, of course, immediately Rachel and Brendan know that they're going to go up because they yep. just have this, you know, they've been having blowouts with everybody and yep. and talking shit and being cocky and
well,
stuff.
The first thing is, you know, whenever Rachel wins and she won two HOHs, she is just so cocky, strutting around there like a peacock. And then Brenda is standing behind her like the bodyguard, you know? It's just like the little cartoon where you see this little bitty runt yelling and screaming and talking about, I'm going to beat your ass and stuff. And the person is cowering only because the big dude standing behind him
right.
is what they're scared of. And that's exactly what it is, you know?
Well, for whatever reason, though, people are scared of them. They don't like them, true. Mm-hmm. But they could have got them out way before now.
They should have got her out.
They could have.
Yep. They should have got her out.
They didn't. And they
every year.
Yeah, and they're always making deals with them. So,
yep.
you know, quiet as it's kept, they all talk a big game
yep.
when they're not there.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to put the action to plan, they don't do it.
Exactly.
So Matt finally, I mean, at this point, Matt had to because Enzo, Hayden, Lane, all of them were talking about, look,
right.
you better put them up this time.
Well, you know, he wants to be a part of this brigade. So, you know, he had to because they are looking at him fishy like, well, how come he didn't put him up in the first place? And the first time he was HOH.
Right.
Yeah. You know, does he have a deal with them? So he kind of had no choice but to put him up. Yeah. He had to put him up. So, and so once they go up, man, they are P.O.
Well, Rachel's crying all the time. Again.
Oh, yeah.
And that annoys me. It annoyed me when Brittany and Monet did it.
Yeah.
It annoyed me when Kristen did it. It's just annoying.
Yeah, and the thing that gets me about these people, they talk about everybody else and denigrate everybody else. Oh, they're trying to get sympathy, they're crying. And then they do the exact same thing.
It's annoying.
You know? So, but then somebody pointed out, though, that their universe is so small, they have no interaction with anything or anyone except the people in the house. They can't do anything but talk about each other and bash each other.
Yeah,
what else they got to do?
That's it.
It's not like they can even sit around and play cards.
I know.
Or play games or nothing. Only thing they got in that whole house is chess. And if you don't either like chess
or
pool, if you don't either like chess or know how to play, then, you know, what's the point? And, I mean, pool get old, don't it? But, you know, they keep having them pool tournaments, though. But
what else you going to do?
That's right. See, so they have no other recourse but to start talking about one another.
I'd be making me some cards or something out of napkins. Hey,
I'd do something. But anyway.
But, so.
Make some sock puppets or something, you know.
So then the next thing is the veto.
The veto competition.
That was
so good.
Rachel and Brendan's only compensation.
Jeff and Jordan were back.
Oh, yeah. That was
Jeff and Jordan were back.
They're so cute.
Enzo thinks that, America just loves him because Jordan said meow meow to him. So that let him know that, you know, people were watching. And, I can't stand Enzo, but I'll tell you later why.
She was watching.
Yeah. But anyway, and you know what, though? Jeff and Jordan, they were so nice and gracious. They really were, you know.
Well, that's how they are anyway.
Yeah, they really were. But these, that Rachel and Brenda, they acted a damn fool. Oh, man. What a jealous human being that child is, that Rachel. She is just jealous of everyone. But anyway, veto competition. They had the bowl them things.
The ski ball thing.
Yeah, the little ski ball thing, which, well, I love playing ski ball.
On the feeds in the After Dark before they even do that, they had set up a little mini game outside.
Well, it was big, though.
Well, it was big, but they set up a little game for them to practice on. Mm-hmm. And that night before, Rachel was just crying, and I can't bowl. I've never been able to bowl. I'm no good at this, and I'm not going to win. She was just upset.
But she was practicing, though.
Right.
Till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Her and Brennan were practicing.
Till 5 o'clock in the morning.
So when it came time to do the competition, they switched up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You match up against someone else in the house, and whoever gets the most pins wins, and the other person's eliminated until the next round. Mm-hmm. And so the first matchup was her, and she picked Kathy.
Oh, this was so funny!
So Rachel gets 7 pins, which I thought was kind of good. 7 or 8 pins.
Yeah, something
and
like that.
And she says, well, let me pick Kathy, because, of course, she thinks Kathy's a slouch, which so far,
she
that's
has
all
been.
That Kathy's been showing. Whether it's true or not, we don't know yet. We think it's mostly not true, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So then Kathy gets up there, tears it up, and gets
9
pins. So Rachel is out. And
Kathy is stuck out.
And after Kathy wins, she's like, woo, yes, yeah, celebrating.
Yeah.
Oh, Rachel gets pissed.
Oh, she's real pissed.
Jaws is tight.
Tight. So then the next round, I forget who.
It was Brendan, and I think he did, I don't know who he did.
But anyway, Brendan got 3 pins.
I think he did Brittany or Reagan. But yeah.
3. That little wussy man got 3 pins. It was Brittany. And because she tore it up.
And even Rachel was saying, that's when she said, a monkey could have got more than 3.
Anyway.
She's like, shit, when is he going to start helping me out? I'm the one that's been saving us.
Yeah, so Brendan, wait. But that ain't even the kicker. Brendan was getting so frustrated that last ball, he didn't even roll it down. He threw it.
Chucked that sucker.
And he chucked it, and it almost hit Jeff and Jordan.
I didn't see it.
Well, it came close enough because both of them went, whoa, and
flinching.
They backed up.
They were flinching.
They took a step back.
Yeah.
Oh, what a, ooh. See, I don't like that. That is just
And then, of course, he stomps off, and he's complaining about the game.
And he's pouting like a little baby.
Excuse me, and Rachel's telling him to hush. Every time one of the other of them gets irate and starts acting childish, the other one knows it and tries to get them to stop, but the other one doesn't stop. Mm. This time it was his turn.
It's always
acting
his
like
turn.
Acting like a baby. No, she's done it too.
He cries.
Acting like a baby.
He cries as much as Cheryl. Rachel, though. He cries as much as her, but of course, the broadcast shows don't show that. But he cries all the time. Whines and
so
cries.
So once he's out and she's out, the rest of the house guests are like, hey,
oh,
let's
they're
have
having
some
fun.
This is the only thing that we've got to do right now.
They are laughing.
Let's have some fun. So they are
talking.
Having a ball.
Oh.
They're laughing and joking. At this point, they really don't care who wins. Mm-hmm. But it gets down to, I think it was Reagan and Brittany.
No, it was Enzo, wasn't it?
Enzo and Brittany? Yeah, you're right.
It was Enzo.
Excuse me.
It was one of them brigade guys.
I don't know why they don't think Brittany's a force to be reckoned with.
Well,
because
that's because they're jealous because she does win competitions. You know? She.
Who's jealous?
Oh, Enzo. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Brittany wins with getting like almost, she gets a perfect score at the end.
10.
So she wins power veto. Everybody is sighing, they think, because they know Brittany kind of goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's kind of relieved, at least, that Rachel and Brittany didn't get it.
Right. They just didn't want them two to get it.
They didn't want them to get Mm-mm. it. And then that was the last we saw of Jeff and Jordan. They were so cute.
Yeah, they were
And
nice.
What makes them cute is that was a showmance that worked because you didn't see them constantly fawning over each other. You didn't see them constantly saying, I love you. Kissing on each other. They joked around. They were with each other all the time. They hugged and touched and stuff. But it wasn't constant.
Yeah.
I love you. Oh, poopy bear. Oh,
Yeah, and all that.
That's sickening.
And having sex in the HOH bed.
That is sickening. And everybody who's supposedly a fan of the show should know, if you're going to have a showman on the show, you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You don't do that. You keep it kind of standoffish, and that way people don't get sick of it.
Well, and you know, other than Jeff's homophobic comments, of which CBS never has aired.
No, but people know.
But people know. People who watch feeds and stuff and read the boards know. But, I mean, Jeff is a nice guy. You know, he's a nice guy. Jeff is a for real man. He has a mind of his own. But he finally realized that, yes, Jordan is soft-spoken, but she got a mind of her own, too. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't try to control her. Brenda is completely different. He's got women issues, you know, and he has control issues, and he's a little mama baby boy, you know.
So anyway, so they go to working on Brittany to get her to use the veto, or at least Rachel does.
Well, yeah, and say Rachel and
Brendan says, "Look, you're gonna have a better chance to win this game than I am," which is right, but. So, I'm going to make it to where they want to get me out. I'm going to just be ugly. I'm going to cut up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll make them vote for me off. And I'll tell them to vote me off. And she's like, oh, Brendan, I can't ask you to do that.
Oh, yeah. She was just...
And as she says it, you can see the sparkle in her eye.
She was elated that he would do that because she wanted to stay in the house.
And so he goes and starts acting his ass out.
Well, he just starts fights with people for no reason.
Yeah.
Arguments with people for no reason.
Brittany was one.
Yeah.
Reagan was another. Mm-hmm. He did get into it with Matt a little bit also.
But Matt just doesn't engage him, though.
No.
See, where Brittany, you know, I mean, she's young. She's only, what, 24, 23? 22 years old.
Gee, something like that.
That's pretty young. He's a 30-ass-year-old
man. Well, Reagan is 34.
Right. Yeah.
And Reagan engages, too.
That's
true. But again, Brittany, Reagan, Brendan, they're all emotional, argumentative type people.
Mm-hmm.
So any one of them starts saying, and Rachel, too, any of them start saying anything, and they're going to have a battle.
But that I'm sorry, though, but that argument with Reagan was funny. It was funny.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And you know, I'm sure it's on YouTube, people, so look it up on YouTube.
Oh, they know.
Oh, it is hilarious because...
The one where... Wait, Reagan, which one? The one where...
Where they was...
Hammock?
Yeah, in the hammock.
Yeah, that was after...
Him and Brittany. Reagan and Brittany just laying in the hammock, minding their business. And here comes...
Well, see, that was the second fight. Big fight.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But go ahead.
But here comes...
Him trying to defend Rachel.
Rachel, not even knowing what was said. Rachel is the one that always goes out and starts these fights with people. And then she runs off crying because her ass can't argue because she's too stupid. She ain't no goddamn
chemist.
Well,
in that situation, that wasn't a fight. None of them were arguing. None of them were raising
their voice.
She was
the only one raising her voice.
Nobody raised their voice at all. She walked off crying because she knew nothing she could say would change it. Because he was telling her, you did this, you did that. She's like, I didn't do that.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't do that. And he's like, yes, you did. And even Brittany says, I'll leave, but I just have to say you did do that because I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that. I don't see how you thought that was about you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't do any of that. And so Reagan finally was like, look, obviously we're on two different worlds, planets, we're talking two different languages.
Well, what
and I cannot discuss, I can't talk to you.
Well, what it was is Reagan said that when he was sitting at the counter and Enzo was also in the kitchen and Brittany was somewhere in the kitchen or that little dining room area.
She was outside.
Okay, well, Rachel came out of the diary room and she had this, as Reagan calls it, maniacal laugh and was looking at him and laughing. And then as she came by him, she even kind of hesitated behind him and just laughed at him. And that's what he asked her about. Well, why are you laughing at me? What is it? And she was talking about, oh, well, you know, I didn't do that. Well, of course, everybody saw her do that. So, or the people that were in there. So that's what that whole argument
know.
Started.
She does stuff and then either doesn't remember she did it.
No,
doesn't
she remembers.
Care that she did it. Lies about doing
she
it.
She lies about
whatever.
Doing it.
But he finally was tired of talking and said, look, I can't talk to you. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm through. You know, mm-hmm. you can't even accept that what you do could be taken a certain way.
He did point out, he says, every argument in the house or every disagreement in the house has one common denominator. And she says, what is that? He says, that's you.
But in all fairness, none of them were arguing. She finally starts tearing up, saying, well, I can't talk to you at all, and walks off crying. And Brendan looks up from his little game and is like, oh, well, shit, they must have been ganging up on her, which is what he was yelling at Matt and Reagan for before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in the other fight. So he goes off yelling and saying, what the hell did you do now? You going to kick her while she's still down?
And it was so funny. And then Reagan was, I think, pretty reasonable. He didn't raise his voice or nothing. And actually, him and Brittany kind of laughed. They laughed at him.
They're like, you don't know what you're talking about. Nobody did nothing. She was talking. You weren't even in the conversation. Nobody was ganging up on nobody.
Exactly.
And then when he kept on yelling, that's when Reagan says, you're a fucking Neanderthal. Da, da, da.
And he says, that's not how you pronounce it. It's Neanderthal. Oh, they was cracking up, and then Brittany got up.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that was funny. Brittany got up and was walking like an ape. And so he gonna call himself.
That was funny.
Yeah, and he gonna call himself, and Brittany said, oh yeah. And he's told her that before, that all the girls, yeah, I'm sure Nick's banging all these girls while you're in the house. You know, that's her fiance, see.
Well, Brittany gets on my nerves, but that was funny. And Brittany's funny. She's quick-witted.
She's not.
So he doesn't know how to go toe-for-toe in these arguments.
I mean,
they're trying to argue. He's arguing. He can't think of nothing quick enough to come back. So he's just standing there like, what do I say? He's like,
both of them.
Fuck you then.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's all you can say?
Well, both of them, Brenda and Rachel, they are too dumb to go toe-to-toe with Brittany. She is very quick.
Or Reagan.
She can do stand-up comedy, though. She's funny, though. She is funny.
No.
Yeah, Brittany's hilarious to me.
So that was another fight. But, I mean, all that whole time period after the veto, that was his goal. And they knew that was his goal.
Yep.
They knew it. They're like, okay, well, we're just going to pretend like we're going to actually get him out.
Right. But
and
they
then
wanted Rachel.
Go ahead and get Rachel out. And she kind of had an inkling of it because mm-hmm. as much as Rachel, people didn't like her and she played dumb in how she would call people out and stuff, because mm-hmm. that was a major flaw in her game.
Yep.
But she had instincts about it, though.
But
she could tell when some shit was going to go down. So she knew that she was going to be heading out the door.
Well, she was arrogant with it.
She was.
She was too arrogant with it.
And that's the problem with these people.
And so when you have jealousy of the women on one hand and arrogance on the other, then you're going to have to go. They're going to boot your ass out.
Yep.
You know?
So when it came down to the...
Rachel had to go. Oh, that was the best eviction. Because I am so tired of looking at the hoe. Ooh, Lord. Mm-mm. And I hope they sprayed that house down.
Sister J, we ain't going there.
Okay, well, anyway.
That's just ugly for no reason.
Hey,
that's
you know what? No,
ugly.
It isn't. No, it is not for no
yes,
reason.
Yes, you don't have to go there.
Hey, but anyway.
You don't have to go there.
Anyway. They had... I got to tell this. They had a lockdown before the eviction. Because they were getting ready for the next HOH and stuff. But, you know, before the eviction, everybody had to be locked down in the HOH room. So everybody's in the bed and sitting around the chairs. And Brendan and Rachel are in the bathroom having sex. They got screen cap pictures of it. Them some nasty people. Oh, she nasty. Dang, she nasty. But anyway.
Okay, can we move on from that?
Yes, Lord.
Because you old school.
So then they have...
So of course.
And then they have HOH.
So they had HOH.
Oh, and guess who wins?
Was an endurance. And now this, I couldn't have done this because it looked like it was strenuous.
Well.
That ropes
it
challenge.
It was for a specific person.
And so ended up Brendan won.
Of course he did. It was for him.
So, well, no. Also, you always say that, but all these people be throwing it.
That is true.
Now, you cannot...
Lane and Hayden
They could have
Enzo.
Won. They talked about throwing it because
That's
they
right.
wanted
I mean
Brendan
is,
to get Reagan and Brittany out.
Right.
And they said, look, we don't want to do it, let's just throw this one to
Brendan
so that he'll get it. And we've been talking to him all this time anyway on the side. We think we can be friends with him. Mm-hmm. That's what happened because
we can manipulate
Hagen
him.
And Lane should have been able to hang in there toe to toe.
Yeah.
And Enzo, could he have been any more obvious about throwing
it? I know it.
He's back there with Kathy's slow ass.
He was on the first square, wasn't he? The first square
they were
with
like,
the knots.
No, they were on like the third square
one, okay.
Or fourth. But the point is, he was back with Kathy.
But the point I was making was this was geared for a large man to win, because by the time they added the water, there was no way either Kathy or Britt was going to be able to lift those ropes and get all them little knots out at the same time, because it's heavy, first of all, and then they get wet too.
Yeah.
Oh hell no, that was for a man.
They got wet, there was mud, there was hay,
exactly,
there was all kinds of stuff.
So Brendan, and of course Brendan, I mean, you know, actually he surprised me because he wasn't as arrogant with it as I thought he would be. He was kind of arrogant, though. I'm going to get revenge for the woman I love and that bullshit.
Well, that's the stupid
bullshit.
Yeah.
But he really wasn't that bad. He really wasn't.
Well, if you think back to the other HOHs, first of all, he wasn't HOH. It was Rachel.
Right.
She was the one that was cocky.
Yes,
but he would
back her up.
Right. He backed her up and got in there with it.
He would.
Even when he knew her ass was wrong.
Right.
But bottom line is, if they wouldn't have... This is where I'm getting irritated with Enzo, Hayden, Lane, and all them other ones.
Yep.
And you know, we shouldn't... I mean, everybody's upset, and they think it's rigged. No, that wasn't rigged.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Because Enzo, Lane, Hayden, any of them fools could have won that.
That's true.
Any of them could have won.
But it was still rigged for a Brendan to win.
Well, that's beside the point. Any of them fools could have won it. And them people cannot complain anymore about how they need to step up their game and they're not winning nothing. And how come this is this kind of thing is happening and this nomination is going up? Because they are allowing other people to make their choices for them because they don't want to get the blood, quote unquote, on their hands.
Yeah, that's true.
It's annoying.
It's very annoying. But all these people are annoying to me.
It's annoying. So anyway, after he wins HOH, you know, Brittany and Reagan immediately start crying and are upset and running off to the... and then he also got to pick who's the have-not, which of course he picked Matt, Brittany, and Reagan.
Right.
They immediately run off to the have-not and cry because he won, which... Why would you let somebody do that to you? I mean, you could be pissed
because,
off.
I'm telling you, because they're in the house. That's their whole world.
Well, whatever.
They have nothing
else.
They
complain about everyone else doing it until they do it again.
Right.
So anyway.
Each one of them do it.
So they're all
Kristen
running off
too.
Crying
she did it too.
And talking about they aren't going to go up to the HOH room. But then Brittany's asking Lane and them, "Do you think I should?" And they're like, "Yeah, you might want to go
for
ahead
a long, long
kiss
time
some
that
ass."
Evening. For a long time that evening, it was almost the whole after darks. Everybody was in the have-not room, and Brendan was just hanging around by himself, waiting for his HOH room.
Right.
But they weren't out there trying to talk to him, "Hey, man, this, this, this." They was in the have-not room. Enzo, Hayden, Kathy, all of them. Matt, all of them. They was in there talking, and they was talking, you know, they weren't talking game or bashing Brendan. Or they was just talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about little stories and talking about this and talking about that. So, you know, nobody was particularly happy or thrilled that Brendan won.
Enzo and Hayden made a point to go talk to him, and they were cooking
right.
and stuff. But the majority of the night, the reason people weren't going to bed was because they were waiting on that damn room to open up.
And
it was,
and it was late. Man, it took them a long time.
So they find, you know, we all saw this on the broadcast. They go up to the room and see all his stuff, and he's, you know, telling them.
But you
got to
see the
screencast
for that. They all sitting there like this.
Oh, yeah.
They wasn't that thrilled. But, I mean, Brenda's not that stupid.
You're not going to be that thrilled.
You know, he knows.
He
understands. He knows. Because they'd have been targeting his ass since week one. So
immediately he's talking to people about, Enzo and Hayden are assuming he's going to put up Reagan and Brittany. But he's like, you know, I'm not too sure.
Well, they are really pushing for him to put up Brittany
and Reagan.
And Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And they especially want Brittany gone. Because she wins stuff. Reagan don't win stuff.
Right.
This is what they're telling Brendan.
And of course, Enzo and Hayden are trying to do what Enzo and Lane did and Matt did before, is try to get rid of that side alliance so they can shore their shit up.
Exactly, see.
Just in case there's some funny business going
on. And I mean, they're talking to Brendan or Brenda a lot. I mean, a whole lot. Just, you know, day in, day out. You know, whenever they can. Well, what happens is, when Brendan calls Brittany up to the HOH room and is talking to her, he tells her flat outright that he is going to nominate her. Immediately, the diary room calls him to the diary room.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to say
no, it. No, that's against the rules.
Yeah.
And so the next thing you know is what was on the message board was that they had to redo that whole little talk for the TV. Mm-hmm. So he had to go through and call Brittany up to the HOH room again. They went through that whole little talk again. And then he tells her, well, you know, I'm still thinking and stuff. That, and I think, this is my personal opinion, I don't know. I do know he got in trouble. But I think that because he told Brittany that he was told, you can't nominate her. Now, you want to backdoor her, that's fine. But you can't nominate her.
Well, he told Reagan the same thing, though.
But he didn't do it like he did with Brittany. He came out and told her to her face, I'm nominating you.
Well, he should have said, it's between you, you, and you.
But he didn't.
But he didn't. He said, no. I am going to nominate
you. So he got in trouble.
So I think, I mean, that was the conclusion I thought of, too.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, maybe they told him, okay, you done jacked it up, now you can't do it.
You cannot nominate her. You can nominate whoever you want, but you can't name her. And I think they told him. Now, If she plays for the POB, well, that's fine. If you want to backdoor her and she doesn't win the POB, that's fine too. But you can't nominate her in the initial nominations. Mm-hmm. I think that was his penalty for doing that.
Could be.
And the reason I think that, and that's because they had to go and refilm that whole talk that they just had.
That could be.
Yeah, that's what I think. So that's what truly happened, people. And that's why everybody, including all the house guests, are so shocked when he does that nomination ceremony.
Lane and Matt.
Reagan.
Excuse me, Reagan. Sorry.
But Reagan and Lane and not Reagan and Brittany.
Right.
See, that's why. Uh-huh. Because nobody knew. Nobody but Brenda and Brittany know that he said that to her and then was immediately called to the diary room. I mean, she since told Matt.
Yeah. She told
and stuff,
people.
But at the time.
And then after that, after he got back and they were talking, then he started bringing Lane's name up.
Yeah.
You know, in conversation.
Yeah.
So, you know, Lane's upset and he's like, well, you know, we got to play for that veto.
But everybody's a little upset because they're saying, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. You know, especially Enzo. He said, where did that come from? I guess we didn't think that we could, you know, control him as much as we thought we can control him, see. But I have a feeling it's because the diary room told him, or production told him, hey, you messed
you up.
You can't do it.
You jacked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So
now we got some spoilers coming up.
Well, we've been talking about this stuff all the time. So
if you don't want
to
hear,
we already told who he nominates and everything.
Well, but we got a whole lot more to tell.
Okay, so after the nominations, we get on to the power veto.
Yep.
And they haven't shown this yet
on
the broadcast episode. But
it's a spoiler.
Do we even know what the competition was?
It was some kind of racing back and forth.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, some kind of racing back and forth.
So, anyway.
And miraculously, who wins?
Reagan,
yeah.
Well, I was going to say it was.
That just slays me, though. Ain't won nothing in the whole season, but because he's up on the block, he wins. Yeah. Fishy to me. But anyway.
Did you hear any talk about them saying they were going to throw it to Reagan or throw it to someone?
No,
I didn't either.
No. So, you know. I just find that a little bit fishy.
Well, yeah. So when Reagan wins.
They are not happy, though. Well, nobody's happy.
Well, no, because now they have to scramble and push for him to put up Kathy or Brittany. And and Reagan's upset because he loves Matt, And he doesn't want Matt to be put up. And Matt's telling him, you know what, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. I'll take care of myself with the votes.
Well, one thing we need to, I need to point out too, and that is before they got to the POV contest, before they even played for the POV, and when they picked names for the POV, Brittany was not picked, so she couldn't even play in the POV, see? Mm-hmm. But before that, when her and Brendan were having a conversation, Brendan told her that he would not backdoor her. He says, I am considering you with a lot of other people. One thing I can tell you is I will not backdoor you because I just think that is the most awful way to play the game.
Well, he told Matt the same thing.
Well, but I'm just telling you, that's what he told her.
I know, but he told Matt the same thing.
Okay.
So that's that. And so this whole, you know, after the POV, the little turmoil in the house is Reagan's upset because he doesn't want Matt to be put up. Mm-hmm. Matt's trying to tell him I'll be fine because, you know, we know he has the diamond power of veto, but nobody else knows. And he keeps saying he'll be fine. So don't worry about him. If he gets put up, he gets put up. He'll just have to work on votes. And, you know, everybody's settling down to a normal day. Well, they don't know anything of it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently at this point, Brendan goes back after the power veto competition to the HOH room, and there's another Pandora's box door. So he has the option of picking the door, opening up the box, or not opening the box. Well, he opens the box. And we don't know specifically what he gets to do.
Yeah, we
kind of know.
I know.
Well, opening the box means someone can enter back into the Big Brother house.
Well, he got something good. Pandora's box is
you get something good
and something bad comes from it.
To the house.
So, Brendan got something good.
He got like a little spa retreat.
He got a spa retreat. They blindfolded him. They put him in a limo. He went to a spa. He got a spa treatment, full body massage, the whole bit, and drank a lot of beer. He got to drink a lot of beer. That's what he said. You know.
And but then the doorbell rings to the house.
Oh, God.
Reagan jumps up and answers the door. And you hear, I'm back, bitches! It's Rachel.
Rachel. She gets to be in the house 24 hours.
Yep.
And then Brendan comes back.
And apparently neither of them know that they're not going to be able to see each other. So that was the good part about it. The one small good part about it is that they're not able to see each other and talk. But Rachel then comes into the house and starts immediately fighting.
Totally bogus.
With
I mean.
Reagan, Brittany.
Everybody.
Calling out their, what do you call it? Their,
what?
Their goodbye messages that she saw.
Well, first of all, no, not everybody. First of all, Rachel came into the house already argumented. And I didn't like that one bit. I thought that was totally unnecessary. Second of all, she is sitting there not only telling all the house guests, she's telling, you know, Rachel has already had interviews, more than just with Julie Chen. She's had two other interviews as well. She's telling the house guests about her interviews, and you're right, about her goodbye messages, and she's telling them what a nasty message that Brittany left. And then Brittany lets her know, well, wait a minute, I said that stuff like a little while ago. They must have like put that shit together. You know, spliced it together because that's not exactly what I said. And I mean, it was a big old argument and stuff.
You gotta lie and save face, you know?
But I mean, Rachel has no business telling them anything about the jury house, and she told Enzo, America loves you, Enzo. You're the favorite
she
in
got
America.
A bunch of questions
about
him. Yeah,
because
Julie.
She got a bunch of questions about him from her interviews and stuff. And she's telling all this information. So she says, all this information. First of all, the bitch is having one-on-one meetings
Sister
with everybody.
Jay.
Excuse me. I can't stand that woman.
Well, there's something she keeps saying she's supposed to talk to each person one-on-one.
She
or
needed
something.
To go. Well, she could talk to each one, but she doesn't have to pick fights with them. You know? And she antagonized Reagan. She is the one that antagonized Reagan. She went out to the backyard on purpose. And Kathy told her, oh, don't do that. You know, she says, oh, I'm going to bake some cookies. Knowing Reagan is a have not. I'm going to offer Reagan some cookies, you know, because she thinks that shit's cute. She went out there. Reagan was not in the mood. And she starts, well, first of all, she had already come in the house making a few homophobic slurs. She said a few things about gays to him, and that ticked his ass off. But it kind of made the other house guests mad, too. And so then she brought that shit up again. And Reagan wasn't having it. He was trying to be nice and say, look, just get out my face. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. You have nothing to say to me. And she kept right on. He ate her lunch. And y'all can go to YouTube and see the whole fight because I have seen it 3 times on YouTube. I mean, he whips her with words so bad that all she does is for almost 2 clock minutes. At the end, she stands there like a statue as he walks into the house. And she's just standing there because she don't know what to say because she's dumb.
Yeah.
All she can say is dumb stuff like, well, you're not even a good gay. I know gay people and you're not even good at it. You know, stupid crap like that. Because when you're ignorant, that's what you do. You know? Oh, that was the best fight ever. That's the best fight ever. Because he went upside that child and down another. He said, the only thing real about you is the zits on your chin. Oh, my God. It was great. And then he went to listing all the fake shit on that broad. You got fake hair. You got fake boobs. You got fake this. Oh, it was hilarious. It was good. Oh, but the best part was when he says, would you like to, can you go get me a margarita and something else, you know, because she's a VIP cocktail waitress. Oh, that was funny. I mean, you know, don't be arguing with no gay person now.
Now, the problem I have with all of these people, when they go and fight somebody, they all turn around and cry the next minute later.
Well, that's because they're emotional.
Yeah, I guess
you know, when you get so mad, you cry. That's you true. Know that. So don't be even saying that.
I do that.
Because when you get mad.
But I'll be crying for 2 hours.
Well, but wait a minute. When you get mad, you be cussing and stuff. But you be crying, but you be cussing. Where these people just cry, you know.
Oh, they couldn't have me in the house.
Oh, hell no.
Every other word would have been beep, 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 beep. I'd have been just like Brendan. I wouldn't have a good comeback, but I'd cuss your ass
out. Oh, you would be cussing so bad.
Oh, I would.
But I mean, you know, she needs to leave him alone and quit picking fights with people.
Yeah.
You know, now by the end of her stay, though, they were talking to one another, you know, civilly and everything.
But she was just doing that so that he wouldn't have no shit later on. Because he kept talking about, I just want to have a calm day.
Yeah, see, you know, so.
We just want to have a calm ass day.
But I resent the fact that, number one, she was allowed to come back in the house, number one. Number two, that she was allowed to talk and give information to people, which is totally not cool. And to have Kathy sitting up there denigrating Brittany for an hour and encouraging her to tell Brendan Brendan a message. I mean, he needs to get Brittany out and stuff.
No, you know. Well, that might have been what Kathy said, but Rachel was saying to Enzo and everyone else, you need to get Matt out.
Yeah.
Tell Brendan he needs to get
but
Matt
out. But each and every one of them, yeah, they would always go back to Brittany, to her.
Because they want Brittany out. Right. But
wait. Rachel was peeping that out, though.
Okay, but wait. I know that's what you're saying, but she was hearing that, but her thing was different.
Right.
She, even though she was pissed at Brittany, she knew Brittany. You know, Brittany tried to play it off, mm-hmm, and say she didn't say that the way it came out on her goodbye message, but she tried to play it off. Rachel knew that wasn't true. As much as she wanted to get Brittany out, she's like, yeah, we want to get her out and Reagan out. Yeah, they need to go. But Matt's the one that Brenda needs to target.
Yeah.
And then she told Enzo and Hayden that Matt was the one trying to get Hayden out when it was Hayden and Kristen.
Yeah.
In her ear. Now, true or not.
I don't think that was true.
True or not, she wants Matt gone. So she keeps telling them all these different things.
Yeah.
And so then Enzo and Hayden start thinking and going, huh, mm-hmm, you know, this would probably be, if we can get Brendan to put Matt up, this would probably be the best and only time we would have to get him out.
And why they would believe Rachel,
I have no idea. They have to be thinking, well, I think Enzo in particular, I don't think Hayden even thought about it, but mm-hmm. I think Enzo in particular has been thinking about this, but just hasn't put it together, mm-hmm. that Matt and Reagan spend a lot of time together, and Enzo is always skeptical of these side alliances. He's talked about Lane and Brittany's side alliance. He talked about Hayden and Kristen's side alliance.
Well, the reason why he is so skeptical.
Because he don't have a side alliance.
Well, that's because his side alliance went away. That was Monet. Monet was his side alliance.
So he is really thinking about, this is probably the only chance we will have to get Matt out. Mm-hmm. So we might want to tell Brendan. And then he kind of waffles and goes back and forth. I'm sick of hearing Brittany talk. I'm sick of hearing Reagan talk. We need to get them out. But he ends up finally saying to Hayden, you know, we need to think about this more.
Well, Enzo has targeted every single person's side alliance. He said the same thing about Kristen. Oh, we got to get her out so Hayden can get his head back in the game.
Yep.
Oh, we got to get Brittany out so Lane can get back to the brigade. Oh, we got to get Reagan out. That's because Monet went out week two, which Monet was his side alliance.
Right, like I just said, he don't have one, so he wants to make sure nobody else is scheming against him. So, the next day comes, Rachel leaves, Brendan comes back, blah, blah, blah. They are telling him, he's telling them about where he went and everything, and then they're telling him what all happened and what all was said.
Well, and Enzo and Hayden made sure they were the first ones in his ear.
Right, but so he did end up getting to talk to everybody.
Right.
And they all told him, Brittany said, yeah, we had a fight. Reagan said, yeah, we had a fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all talking about it. And Enzo and them, though, are telling him, well, she's, and Kathy, too. She said, get out Matt if you can, if you have a chance,
well,
get out Matt.
Rachel spelled, I love you and Matt in pretzels and left them for Brendan.
Yeah.
That's what the pretzel gate is about. And just today, Matt found out that Kathy and Enzo and Hayden knew about the pretzels before Brendan came back, but they didn't tell him. Now, Brittany, he also found out Brittany and Reagan did not know about the pretzels. About the pretzel message. So Matt was really ticked, even though he's got diamond power veto.
You're going ahead. Right. So, Enzo and Hayden and them are trying to get him to think about putting up. They're kind of waffling back and forth. One minute they want him to put up Brittany, the next minute they're saying Matt, because they still want to have the numbers for their brigade, mm-hmm. but they're thinking, well, we might want to just put Kathy into the brigade instead of Matt and try to get him out now. They're kind of waffling back and forth a little bit. But we have the veto ceremony. Reagan, of course, takes himself off. Brendan ends up putting Matt on the block.
Yep.
So they got their little wish. Matt's on the block up with Lane.
Yep.
So, of course, now Lane's he's been nervous, though. Lane's nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, of course, is not, because he knows he's got his diamond power veto. So they all start remarking on how much Matt is so cool. He's not upset. He's not really campaigning. Reagan's running around the house campaigning for Matt.
But Matt doesn't want him to.
But Matt doesn't want him to. Matt is cool. And they're like, well, this is the clincher, which I don't think is quite right either. But we'll see what happens. Matt starts telling people, which I'm like, how the frack is this possible?
I know.
Matt, and how he's not going to get it taken away.
Yeah.
Now that's the thing. Matt starts walking around the house, talking to Reagan, talking to Brittany, talking to Enzo, talking to Hayden. Well, you know, I bet someone has a special power that still can change how things are going to go down on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a chance that me and Lane both can be safe. There's somebody that must have got some kind of power. I didn't get it, but somebody probably got something. Because America had to vote for something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he's saying all this to people every freaking conversation.
Uh-huh.
So then everybody starts thinking, oh shit, there's another power. He gets called to the diary room.
Yep.
And when he comes out, all his conversations are this. You know what? I don't think there is a special power. I don't know what, but I don't think there is a special power. You know what? I'm just going to have to try to get votes because I don't know. I know I didn't get nothing, but I don't think anyone else got nothing either.
Well,
How is that fair?
Well, people think Hayden and Enzo
wasn't
think,
wait, before you get to that. Wasn't the stipulation with that is that you can't let anyone know you have it?
He didn't say he had it. He said there's probably a special
power. But he's talking
power.
About it.
But still. But yeah. Hayden and Enzo think Brenda has a power.
Well, at first they did.
Well.
No, at first they thought, shoot, what if Brendan has this special power and he's going to change it up? Or what if maybe even Brittany has a special power because they think she's a saboteur?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, it's turned around a little bit to where now everybody's saying, huh, what if Matt has a special power? So they're talking, so they're having all these little conversations and Matt's like saying, okay, do I have your vote? How are the votes going to go? Mm-hmm. And Enzo was saying, you know, should we split the vote to make it not look so obvious, or should we just come out with it and all vote for one or the other? And I think what is going on is Matt's trying to figure out if they're going to vote for him to go or not. And based on whether they say they're going to vote for his ass to go or not is who he's going to put up
Matt,
when he uses his veto.
Matt already knows Hayden and Enzo have stabbed him in the back. He already knows that. Because Brenda kind of told him some of the stuff that they were saying. Now, the last conversation I read was they are wondering, they meaning Enzo and Hayden, and even Lane are wondering if Brendan doesn't have it because he's also calm. And they don't understand why Brenda is so calm considering his HOH is over. You see what I'm saying?
Because he knows.
And, well, but...
Because first
this
of all,
is just them talking.
I know, because they're suspicious of everything.
Yeah, see.
First of all, he wasn't the one that was high strung. It was Rachel. And with her in the house, he got high strung because he was trying to appease her.
Well, but now they see that.
Well, now they see it.
Right.
But the bottom line is he knows good and doggone well. Brendan's stupid too, because he thinks everyone's going to honor those little packs that they made. He thinks Brittany's going to honor hers.
Well, for all we know, he got something more than the spa.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, because if Matt has the diamond power veto, there's nothing else left that they can do.
And then I want to know, is the veto played before they do evictions or after they actually do the voting?
No, it's before.
Before they actually do the voting.
Right. That's what Julie said.
Okay.
So what he can do is say, hey, y'all, I got this diamond power veto. I'm taking myself off the block.
And he will.
And I'm putting up so-and-so in my spot, because he can put up who he wants to. So I think he's going to put up Enzo.
Well, he may put up Hayden, I'll tell you why. He is really, really getting suspicious of the fact that whenever he brings up he's putting up Kathy, they immediately kind of say, well, you know, we really need to just let her float on along because we can get her out later and you need to put up Brittany, because he understands that Kathy is their little parachute. So he wants to either take out their parachute or take out one of them. And I think it's just a matter of between now, tonight, I'm going to watch the After Dark tonight too, but now and Thursday if they piss him off.
Or, yeah, if something else comes up.
If they piss him off. But Enzo especially is really irritating Matt, because he's finding out information and he's been able to observe Enzo just be so far up everybody's butt, you know, working that jury. So he's going to definitely get jury votes.
Well, this is what I don't get. From even a week ago, back when Matt was still the HOH, and their little plan was... Enzo's little plan and Hayden's little plan was to get in with Brendan and them. That way, if next week comes, we'll be good and we'll get all his information. If I was Matt and Lane, I would have been saying, well, but that don't do our asses any good.
There you go.
You guys are covered, but we're not. So,
and especially Lane.
I would have been peeping that shit out.
Well, okay. How many times this week have I heard or even seen on the After Dark conversations with Hayden, Enzo, and Lane, where Lane is agreeing and with everything them two fools are saying, and we got to get Matt out, and don't he realize he's third? Don't he realize they're going to kick him to the curb?
And then, he's just trying to save his ass.
Yeah, but see, if I was Lane, I would have been pissed because, okay, Enzo and Hayden said that, and then the next thing you know, they ain't good with Brenda, and oh, I'm on the block.
But he can't do anything right now. He can't even go tell Matt right now because for all intents and purposes, Matt can't vote. He doesn't know Matt's going to get off.
That's true. So that's true.
I mean, if Matt wouldn't have been nominated, he could go, you know what, Matt, hey, y'all, Matt, this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I need you to help make sure I'm here.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we can get together and get these fools out. He can't do that because mm-hmm. Matt is on the block with him.
But I think he is going to nominate Kathy or one of the, either Hayden
I don't
or...
think he's going to waste it on Kathy.
Well, I don't think he'll... He doesn't see it as a waste, though.
I think he will. I
don't think so.
Well, I think he is going to try to get Enzo or Hayden out. See, and he would be smart
to do that. I wish he would.
He would be smart.
He would be smart
to do that because
mm-hmm.
Kathy, even though she is kind of, I think, playing
well,
up.
Well, she's been targeting him, too. She's told everybody she wants Matt out. She don't trust Matt, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
she
blah.
Says that about whatever people are talking about.
But it got
she
back to
says
him, though.
That, I know, but she says that about Brittany when they talk about Brittany. And then she says
true.
The same thing about Reagan when they're talking about Reagan. For that 5 minutes, when they were talking about Matt, she agreed and said the same thing. And 5 minutes from now, when they talk about Brittany, she'll say the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's just her.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, get her out, but is she honestly going to win anything?
She might.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you take them lazy ass fools all the way to final two, and let them win.
Yep.
No, I'd get her out because, first of all.
I'd get out Enzo or Hayden.
Well, now I would. I would take out one of the guys because, see, he's already got, okay, Brittany's going to be grateful to him for not putting her up there when he takes himself off.
Yep.
And
well,
then.
You know, you can't count
no,
on that.
No, but she will. Then Reagan, of course, is going to vote with
Reagan
him.
Reagan loves his
and
ass.
Matt. So that's them three right there.
Right. And if he gets rid of
Hayden or Enzo, then that's just Kathy voting.
Right.
Kathy and the
other.
And then
all he has to do is sweet talk Brendan and that's
good. Brendan would be glad to go.
Yep.
Be glad
to
go
Brendan,
with
I'm going to come put you up, so hey.
Yeah.
You do what I want.
Yeah. He'd be glad to do it.
But, so.
That would be a power move.
This is going to be.
That would be a power move. Yeah. And Matt is always at night telling Reagan he wants to, you know, he wants people who are going to be real good competitors in the game, and he wants to make some power moves.
Well, whatever.
Well, let's hope that would be a power move if he put up Hayden or Enzo.
Yes, it would.
Yes, that
now,
would be excellent.
And I think he would have the votes to
he would.
Get them out because
he would.
Brittany wants Lane to stay.
Yep.
Reagan is going to do what Matt wants to do.
Yep.
Although it's going to be last minute.
But still.
But still. And
Matt can whisper to him, Lane got to stay.
Yeah.
Because we know they talk in between.
Say, hey, Hayden, I want you out. Boom. And that's all he got to say.
That's all he
got to
say.
Hayden, I'm sorry, but you're a threat. I want you gone. Boom.
Boom.
Reagan, that
would be sweet. Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah.
That would be so good. Mm-hmm. That would retrieve the season for me. Because I am not looking forward to having 4 or 5 guys in the house.
I know.
And no women.
I mean, these damn women, we say this in every show, the women never do get their shit together.
Yeah, but at least, you know, they make it further than this, you know?
Well,
and then,
not usually.
That would be sweet if he would do that. And then, the next HOH, I hope Brittany win. Ooh, that
would
be
this
good.
Is one thing that Rachel or Kristen said that was smart. None of us is going to win with one of those guys sitting up there with us.
Yeah.
We need to keep some of us in here and we need to take each other, basically, if we want to have a chance to win. Because whenever in the history of Big Brother, it's been a guy and a girl, the guy has won.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's really good for Kristen to say that when her dumb ass is up on the block.
Well, I don't know if it was her or Rachel. One of them said it.
Because she sure wasn't thinking that way when she voted out Annie and Monet. Shit. And didn't even talk to neither one of them before she voted them out. So, yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, someone can write in and tell us who said it, but one of them said that. And I was like, yes, why don't y'all think?
You know.
Think.
That's because they get these stupid-ass women in there that are jealous of people. They think that they are so insecure that they look around and they think somebody else is attractive. Therefore, they get jealous of them. It's not about the other person. It's about what they feel about themselves.
Right.
You know? And I'm so sick and tired of that same type woman. They get that same type woman every single season.
Well, I think that, you know, Matt should... There should be some kind of consequence to him telling that there's a damn power out there. I mean,
well,
that was just dumb.
He didn't tell. He kept hinting, but he didn't actually tell.
That's just dumb.
You know? But one thing I can say is, you know, I thought Enzo was so funny. until he started on the After Darks referring to Britney by the C word.
Oh, I know. And
he has done it repeatedly.
Yes, he has.
That's how he refers to women when he's trying to fuss about women. I don't appreciate it. I have no respect for him. And his soprano wanting to be ass needs to go out. So I hope he do put him up. How dare you got a wife and a baby girl and you referring to women with the C word? Oh, hell no. You got to go. And you're bald headed on top of that. Calm that shit down.
I don't get as incensed with it because in our favorite TV show this past week.
Which one?
True Blood.
Yeah.
There was a line in there that was hilarious. Do you remember?
Yep.
With that C word.
Yep.
So, I mean, that word doesn't bother me so much, but I don't like that
It bothers me because, you know, True Blood is actors acting a part. This is this fool's personality.
Right.
Shit. Oh, hell no. He ought to be glad I'm not in L.A. and be there at finale week. I would read him. You hear me? Oh, hell yeah.
Sister J.
I would read his ass. I sure would. I wouldn't be teeing and laughing at nothing. I would. Oh, hey. Them people are so lucky.
No, they would have.
In California.
Sister Speak cannot be in the studio.
They'd be banning
security.
It. Yeah, security.
Ruin it forever.
Ooh, anyway. So,
what is your prediction of what Matt's going to do?
I believe...
Well, Matt, we know he's going to use it.
Right. Of course, Matt's going to use the Diamond Power veto. I believe he will take himself off and put Kathy up.
And I think he's going to take himself off and put up Enzo or Hayden. And I think he'll do Enzo.
I hope you are correct and I'm wrong. That's what I hope.
Yeah, that's what I hope too.
I
strongly think that if he wouldn't have gotten nominated and it would have been Reagan still up there, he wouldn't have used it. Because he wouldn't have wanted them to see him have something that he didn't tell them about. You know what I mean? I don't think he would have used it if he didn't have to.
I don't believe that at all because Matt says in the diving room all the time he wants to make moves. And he talks to the cameras too. He wants to make a move. And he tells Reagan that too. He says, I want to play the game. I love the game, and I want to make some moves in this game and stuff.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. So, I guess we won't know.
I think he would use it anyway, but that's the whole reason why he wanted to be nominated.
Yeah.
Because he told Britney, too, talk him up, make him nominate me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when Hayden and trust me, Matt is not stupid. When Hayden, every time he talks with Hayden and Enzo, they constantly are in his ear about Britney, 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 Britney. He is peeping that out. But he is not going to put up Britney. Because first of all, he knows or he believes that Britney will have his back because he will more or less like save her. Reagan likes Britney and Britney and Reagan get along great. So, you know, those three together, they're going to move on forward. And so,
if he gets rid of one of those guys, that'd be the smartest thing
he'd
do.
That'd be smart. Because he could bring in Brendan. He could say, okay, Brendan, look.
Yeah.
Look, now you want to be a part of the winning team or what?
Right.
And Brendan would say, oh, yeah, man. I mean, because to be fair to Brendan, he has been, different with Brittany than when Rachel was in the house. Yes, when he's with the fellas, he still bashes Britney. He still talks about her bad and everything. However, I must say that when they had the outdoor lockdown today and Britney was going over to the hammock, okay, Brendan was working out with this that elliptical thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that make you sweat and everything. And Britney, for some reason, just could not get that hammock, like, untwisted or whatever. Brendan stopped what he was doing on the elliptical. He went over there, straightened out the hammock for her, and she said thank you, and then he went on back to exercising. I mean, you know, that's a gentleman thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
See? So, you know, when he's with the guys and stuff, yeah, he does all that bashing on her and this, that, and the other, because like I said, everybody talks about everybody in that house because there's nothing else to do. But when he is talking to Brittany one-on-one, they actually have a conversation. So, when you know. When
they're not fussing.
Yeah, when they're not fussing. So, I think he would be more than happy to join their
little... Well, Kathy has surprised me by talking shit on Brittany.
Oh, she has talked nasty stuff about
she
Brittany.
She talked...
She has rolled her bus over her.
She said she doesn't need the money because she...
Where'd they get that shit?
Because she talks about all the family trips they've taken to, like, Europe and places. And the fact that she's got this... brand new SUV car. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Kathy, this is in particular what I remember, Kathy said, well, Brittany drives 6 hours to Dallas just to shop.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I can't afford to do that. Mm-hmm. I can't even afford to go to Dallas to shop because that would take all my gas. That would take all my money on gas. So obviously Brittany does not need the money and she does not deserve to win this game.
Well, you know what? I wish Miss Kathy would have something to say about the fact that both Hayden and Lane own horses. They have their own horse. Yeah. Now, that take a lot of money to have your own horse. And well, you got the stable ham and everything else.
No, not if you have farm. If you live on a acreage. If your family lives on
Lane
acreage.
Lane probably lives on acreage. But I don't think Brendan's, Hayden's
do. Well, Hayden talks about being country.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But
I know people at work.
It takes some money to do that.
No, it
does.
I know people at work who have horses. They live out on acreage and they have a barn. They don't keep them stabled. They have a house where they have land because it saves them money from having to have stable fees.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I just hate that kind of talk, though. I just hate that kind of stuff. Well, they don't need the money. So, well, Matt don't either because he lied about his wife. What y'all going to say about that? Shit. You know?
Oh, they're going to be pissed when they
get they're going to be so mad. Because he keeps bringing it up, too.
Yes, because that's his little tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said, well, if it's you and someone
else.
And
how dare they say somebody don't deserve to win because they don't need the money. How the hell you know? You know? Oh, hell no. I don't like that.
Just and they talk mucho shit on Kathy.
Oh, they laugh about her. They laugh about her behind her back.
We didn't talk about this, though.
And they ridicule that woman something terrible.
One night, though, she heard him.
Yeah, she did. She was listening at the door.
No, she was in the other... She was in the Taj room when they were in the Have Not. And I guess it's she could hear it. And so she actually yelled, I can hear y'all talking about me. And they played it off, said, it was in good fun, but it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Her feelings got hurt.
Uh-huh.
And so she talked about it with Rachel when she was there about how they was making fun of her and it hurt her feelings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Reagan and Brittany mostly doing it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, them other ones do it too.
She didn't hear them.
Uh-huh.
And that might have been the turning point of when she started talking shit on Brittany. I don't remember.
No, she's always done that.
Yeah.
She did that one.
But they talk about her something fierce, talking about how there was something about her. They asked her to lay out by the pool or something. She said, well, I can't because of the medication I'm on for the cancer. And then they were like, yeah, but she smokes like a goddamn chimney.
Yeah. She tells Brittany that all the time. She can't get in the pool because of her cancer medication. But yet and still, she smoke.
Well, that's what they talk about her all the time about. And
I don't blame them, it's just terrible. Oh, she's a trip, though. You know what? I started out really liking her, but I don't like her too much. I don't care if she goes or not. I mean, she's... Because for all the bashing and crap that and whining and stuff that Brittany does, but Kathy's nasty with hers, though. She is nasty. And I'd like to point out that the very first time Rachel won HOH, not the second, the very first time Kathy was up there in Rachel's face bashing Brittany and Monet.
But... Yep, she was.
You know, this is just her personality, I think.
She was all up in Rachel's Kool-Aid. Yep.
But she was talking about them other two.
Yep.
See, so, you know, no. Kathy got to go. I don't have no love for her. I would like to see Matt stay because he's entertaining. And he does know the game. Brittany. And now that Rachel's gone, I don't even mind Brendan. I don't at all, you know?
Yeah.
And,
there's really nobody I really like.
I mean, Hayden can stay okay, you know?
Lane is the quietest, so he's the one I have the least problem with.
Yeah. Lane's okay, too.
He's annoying, too, because he just talks about farting and...
Yeah, and hunting.
Sex and stuff all the time.
And killing something.
Yeah.
You know, because he hunts and stuff. Rodent hunting and stuff. And I'm thinking, what
now,
the hell
this is another little side theory that some people and me were talking about at work. you know how the, and we don't know how true this is or not still. The saboteur keeps saying that there's somebody with a lifelong relationship in the house or whatever. Some people at work feel like it's Brittany and Lane. Mm-hmm. And that maybe Lane and Nick is the same person. The Nick that she talks about. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure about that.
I don't think so at all.
I think Brittany likes Lane, though, and Lane likes her. Mm-hmm. But because of her little boyfriend, she's not going to do nothing.
Right. But I think the lifelong friends are Reagan and Matt. And I've always thought that. They just got real close real quick to me. Hmm. Yeah. I think it's them too.
If it's even still real.
And I think, and I would not be shocked at all if Reagan and Matt are related. Like cousins or, you know, something. Yeah. That would not surprise me at all.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all. But I think they are the couple. And I think it's just throwing him off when he says a girl and a guy. Because he's kind of like a girl because he's a gay guy. So
that doesn't mean he's a girl.
No, but to him it is. Because no. He says that all the time.
Well,
he's like one of the girls.
I don't even know if that is even true, because you know that saboteur lies.
Yeah, now the saboteur do lie.
To throw people off.
Yeah, so it might not
I'll be glad when the saboteur shit's over.
Yeah, well, it's not even this that. Week should be the end, because all he had to do was 2 weeks.
Yeah, I hope so.
And this is the end of 2 weeks. So that saboteur shit should be gone.
I hope it is.
Me too.
Because it really wasn't even that effective to me.
And did you notice, since when do the have-nots get to eat TV dinners?
Well, it was eggplant TV dinners.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. See, I didn't realize it was eggplant TV dinners. Okay. Because, I mean, you know.
That they provided them to help.
I want them to go back to PB&J. That slop stuff got to go.
Well, but some people are allergic to peanuts, so
well,
you can't
that's
do that.
True, yeah, so that's why they did that. I'm sure that's why they
changed
it.
Peanut allergies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been interesting 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait for Thursday, because I want Matt to use it, and I want to see who he puts up. And whoever he puts up, those is gone.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to keep Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to keep Lane. So, yeah. Yeah. But I just want to see their faces when Matt pulls it out. I can't wait. I can't
and
wait.
And CBS needs to quit preempting this shit.
Yeah. What was up with that?
Golf.
Golf, of all things. They preempted it in our time zone.
Old as 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. And then the last time in our area, there was a Cowboys game or something.
Cowboys
on.
Pregame.
Yeah,
pregame.
So they moved to another. That I can handle.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But the damn golf. They should have just moved it to a whole new channel then.
Yeah, they should have moved
it's
it.
Just
so
dumb.
So hopefully we will be sooner with our podcast.
I say we podcast
this time next week.
Yeah, or Sunday.
This time next week, because that way we will have went through the POV and
Sunday
all that
or
stuff.
Monday. Okay. Usually we know all that by Sunday or Monday.
That's true. We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
because I even like I found out Saturday, so there's two people that I work with that says, well, and they don't have the Showtime After Dark, or, you know, they don't read the updates or anything. So I sent them a text message.
Do they want to know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I sent them a text message like Saturday and said, ooh, guess who won the HOH? And then once they had the veto competition, ooh, guess who won the veto? Fire veto, you know, because they want to know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So. Well, we had one email way long time ago. So All the information is kind of old.
Okay.
It was from Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but she just kind of basically says, this is going back to Andrew when he was still here. She says, hi, sisters. Let me just tell you that I am so happy that you are back. I really wanted to talk to you earlier, but I didn't know that you were back, and then I was too busy to talk. But let me tell you that I have a lot to say. Of course, Sister J was right that they voted the black girl off as soon as possible.
Oh, hell yeah.
But can I just say that the people in this house are just completely stupid?
Yep.
How can they not know that there is a strong four-person alliance named the Brigade? Quick side note, that name is so stupid.
Yeah.
Even watching the last episode, which was on... for her, was on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Enzo and Lane were openly talking about the Brigade in the kitchen. Which, yes,
they
do that. They do that. And I want to know what people think they're talking about.
dumb.
At first, I like you liked Rachel, but her laugh was getting on my last nerve within the first week. Not to mention that she talks about loving Brendan within the first 2 days. Are you kidding me? How old are you?
She's
Have
nasty.
You not watched Big Brother before? Have you not seen what has happened to all the women in the so-called showmances?
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend, I would say that you are getting played, but you know what? She might be the one playing Brendan.
Mm-mm.
They have been fine like cats and dogs. The honeymoon hasn't even lasted 2 weeks. I know things get accelerated in the Big Brother house, but come on.
They do.
And like you said, Brendan is like the girl in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Always saying that he loves her and that he is sorry. I just want to tell him to grow a pair.
Hmm.
If only this couple weren't so annoying, I would love this couple, at least more than Jeff and Jordan.
Mm-mm.
I think you know my feelings toward she didn't like Jeff and Jordan.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people didn't.
I didn't.
You didn't like him. You didn't like Jordan last season.
Yeah.
You didn't like him at all. Matt's an idiot. If I see that smug smile one more time, I'm going to puke. Kathy is annoying. Hayden and Kristen aren't fooling anybody.
Right.
And did you see the show on Thursday? Kristen had a boyfriend at home. I was shocked.
And he's cute.
He was cute. At first, I didn't like Enzo with his meow meow, but the more I watch the show, the more I like him.
Yeah, well, you need to watch the After Darks, honey, and listen to him talk about women. Lord, it'll turn
I hope
you on.
Him and Lane are the only surviving members of the brigade. I love little Brittany. She is hilarious.
Yeah.
Reagan doesn't really enter the conversation.
Mm-mm.
And Andrew's speech was the best moment of the show. The absolute greatest moment ever. But he was stupid. He had the biggest weapon to stay in the house, but he just didn't know how to use it.
Nope.
Anyway, this season is not as good as past seasons, but listening to your show brings me back every week.
Well, that's good.
I love you guys, and keep me coming back. Love, Carmen.
Thank you, Carmen. And you know what? You know, maybe next season I'll watch only the broadcast shows and not watch the After Darks, because this show does change your opinion of these people. Because I'm telling you. Because, you know, even though, yes, they're aware that there are cameras everywhere in the house, but, you know, your real personality comes out.
Yeah.
The real you comes out. You can't hold it in but so long. And some of these people are not very nice.
That's why I couldn't be on there.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be cussing them fools out. I would tell them this. Oh, you nominated me. Well, I know all you bitches are going to vote me out, because all you white folks always vote out all the black people.
Yeah.
So vote me out then. But I'm going to tell each and every one of y'all what I think before I go. And that's what I would do.
Like I said in week whatever, when the podcast whatever, that you would be the first
I would be the first one
out.
Well, I would be the first one nominated and the first one out, because the first one of them fools come up in my face with any kind of mess.
Or you'd be kicked out.
Yeah, I'd probably be kicked out. Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't maybe fight, but I tell you what. Like, Brendan would be up in my face. Oh, he would wait till he was asleep, honey, and he'd have some scalding hot water.
Oh, no, see, that's deadly.
Or some cold water. One of the two. In his face.
Flicking some, well, Evil Dick flicked water in people's faces.
I do just like you do a cat. Squirt, squirt, squirt. And matter of fact, I would pack my ass a squirt bottle, and I would carry it with me. And every time one of the fools wanted to say something off the wall to me, squirt. I do them just like my dog. No. Squirt, squirt.
Oh, that's awful.
No, I wouldn't do that. But you know what? All kidding aside, I wouldn't even apply for any show like that.
No, I couldn't.
Because I don't have the patience for that.
I couldn't either.
I just don't have the patience to be around a bunch of stupid people that are either homophobic or, you know, never been around anybody but people that look like them, nor do they want to be. And, you know, I just don't have time for that. Mm-mm.
Oh, you're funny.
Hey.
You know. Okay, well, that's really it. I mean, we've been gone quite a while, so we don't have a lot of feedback, except Twitter has been great fun.
Yeah, I've been Twittering more.
And also, our Facebook page has a lot of great comments.
Oh, and somebody in my office pointed out that about Twitter. They said, you know, everybody should keep in mind with Twitter that you should never tweet anything that you don't want in the Library of Congress. Because the Library of Congress keeps all Twitter's tweets. Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. They archive them somewhere.
I don't really say, you know, bad stuff. I mean, some people say some real...
I don't say bad stuff, but, you know, I do refer to Rach Ho as Rach Ho.
Oh, goodness. Well...
Oh, she is a hoe.
You know, I don't really...
Anytime you meet some dude you never met in your whole life, and within 4 days you're having sex with them...
Oh Sister no. J. See, you old school.
That's nasty.
People have one-night stands all the time.
Well, that's true, but not on live TV.
Well, that's true, but...
Not with cameras, but of course...
That's the only reason why people don't call more people hoes.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, people do that all the time. They go out, they meet somebody, and they go back to the house. Mm. It's just that nobody knows about it because they keep it on the DL.
Well, she should have kept hers on the DL.
Well, then you can't in there. She shouldn't have done it.
No,
period,
she shouldn't.
So.
Anyway.
Okay, we keep going. We're going to be here forever.
Okay.
All right, well, that was it. For our feedback, please send us an email and give us your opinion on the house guests and what's going to happen at sisterspeak@gmail.com. Our voicemail number is 972-692-7341. Our website is sistersinreview.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast. And we are on Twitter _SisterJ and _SisterK.
Okay.
That's it for now. We'll see you next time. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you later.